All right.
Something's going to happen. Good evening, Melrosians, the world over. I'm Tom.
I'm Jen LeClaire.
Who are you? The first guy talking?
Yeah.
I'm Tom Catalini. Why? Okay, is it better. Not working?
You're okay now. All right.
Can I overmodulate?
Proceed.
Tune in Tokyo. I'm Sam Hammer.
We're off the rails already. I'm Tom Shampoo. We haven't gotten through names yet, and we're off the rails. The new first.
Well, this is Let's Talk Melrose. Melrose.
Yeah, who's mad? Why are you so mad, Jeffrey Berry? What happened?
Somebody's already angry with us.
Because we botched it straight out of the gate. Well, you know, we're trying something new this week. Believe it or not, we do usually have planning meetings. And we recently decided that we were just going to start winging it. So, you know, here we go. here's how that's working so far. I have a feeling, though, that it's not going to seem or sound much different than when we do have planning meetings, just so you know. So, you know, you get what you get.
I do think eight seconds in is a new record for us, though.
Right. when we can't even say our names, that's some, yeah.
All right. So I can't go on unless I say, this is Let's Talk Melrose. Melrose, a show where Melrosians talk to Melrosians about Melrose. And now I feel like the show has started. So did I come out like hot, overmodulated? Is it these new AirPods screwing things up?
It just cut out.
Necessarily.
I'd say lukewarm.
I'm trying not to be tepid. That's my New Year's resolution.
But it's good not to. Good
you're
not
running
to be
out of time, so
like a knife through butter, Tom. Like a hot knife through butter. That's you.
That's what I want to hear.
How was everyone's Halloween?
Yeah, good question.
So we had a lot of kids.
We gave out
a pack of 100 glow sticks, and we ran out, and then we had to hide and shut all the lights.
Your wife came to my house, and she sat with us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we didn't know what was going to happen, and thankfully, when we had the last two, a pair of kids came up because I would have been really, I don't know what to do if like three kids came and you had two things left.
Tell them they have to share. You would have been in trouble.
Or you just give the third kid a 20 and you say, have a great night. And then move on. I don't know what you do in that situation.
So were you good about giving one per kid? So like 100 kids came before you shut it down?
The count is accurate and the kids were great. Each one just took
100. That's amazing.
Didn't my dog have one? Was that from you?
Teddy took one. Yeah, Teddy counts.
Okay.
Teddy counts in my world.
He said trick or treat. It's good.
We bought like 320 pieces of small candy, and we had 15 or 20 pieces left. So we went through like 300 pieces of candy.
Wow.
Some of the kids took two and some took one, but we did have, I think, well over 100 kids come by.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. We had, it was lively in our neighborhood too. We didn't quite have that many, but certainly more than the last couple of years. So it was a lot of fun to see that. I love seeing, and they kind of come in waves, right? Like the little ones come out early and then they get bigger as the night goes on. It's fun.
We were on the streets of Melrose, also known as Russell Street and adjacent. and it was packed as usual with kids.
Yeah. Nice night.
It was good. It was nice. But we did not take home nearly enough, clearly, because we're running low already. But it was good to see people out.
Yeah, it was. It was a gorgeous night. And I know the weather cooperated both for the downtown trick-or-treating and then again for Sunday. So that was
fabulous.
That's
what I wanted to ask.
I think it was good. We have video footage from the downtown Chamber of Commerce trick-or-treating, right?
Somewhere.
Some of our local businesses really.
We got to unmute, Jen. We can't hear you. Wow, this is a high speed chase in slow motion. Now, I get the rabbit
buckle
thing.
Loose.
I'm not sure who's chasing the rabbit, what that costume is.
Axe-wielding scary clown.
Scary clown.
That is Michelle Carson and crew from Buckaloo's. Always.
That's why we shut down the street.
Yeah, there was dangerous things plenty happening.
Of room. Yes, plenty of room to run around and get attacked.
Yep. So the other thing that happened in Melrose together put together Pumpkin People. Again, I know we told everybody about that leading up to it, where you could decorate or create pumpkins. Meredith. Yep. So lots of people participated. I know a lot of them got rained out, unfortunately, but look at that. We got the Minions and Finding Nemo and Apples for Teacher and Star Wars, Frankenstein, Bike Ped.
Ants.
Yeah, the ants. Yep. So there was a lot of cool stuff. So bravo to everyone who got creative with their Pumpkin People this year.
Yeah.
And Go ahead. No, I was just saying, I did see some that were made out of the stuff that we gave them at the farmer's market, which was really cool.
Oh yeah.
They didn't know what to do. And of course I didn't know what to do either. but they took like whatever the fabric was to make an elephant. Shout out to Ruth.
Oh, that's right. There was an elephant. Yep.
Ruth on across from farmer's market to put it together and figured it out. So.
Yep. There were several that I didn't get in that picture, but yeah, the elephant was awesome. I forgot about him. Yeah. They were great.
I was just going to say Halloween is alive and well in Melrose, and we talked about the controversy at the in the school system last week, and then it kind of picked up steam after our show and got caught up in the national news, and all kinds of crazy stuff happened. I wanted to let folks know that we did invite Dr. Kuchenberger to come on this week. She wasn't available, so hopefully in the future we'll have her, and by then hopefully there's maybe more things to talk about, a little bit more material, or things will be settled down, because it kind of got a little out of hand. I mean, to be called out by name on Jimmy Kimmel is just a weird choice by.
Not cool.
And what's interesting to me is that there were no camera crews, no TV crews coming out to cover the fact that kids were out trick or treating this for Halloween. Like, in other words, that Halloween happened. It wasn't like some bad Christmas story where it's canceled. Right,
Exactly.
And our glow party at the Lincoln rocked, and some kids showed up in costume and some didn't, and it didn't even matter. It was outstanding. We just wanted to be together.
Yeah. So it looked super, super fun. Yeah. Exactly. So hopefully a return to civility a bit and good conversation.
Speaking of civility, we had a chance to go and speak on behalf of MMTV at the contract negotiation hearing last Thursday evening. And I have to say, first of all, we did an excellent job. A few of us were there person. Jen wrote a letter. I put even more effort in. She had a conflict, but we represented the show. But I was taken aback a bit, honestly, by our testimony was fine, but by listening, Sam spoke separately and other people in the community about, political elections, about access to government meetings, about covering the Pinewood Derby and a lot of stuff pandemic related, but also not pandemic, the opportunities for the kids in the schools to learn the craft, the access to the sports. It was really something.
So Tom, I just want to back up for folks who aren't aware. This is a 10-year contract that Comcast and Verizon both negotiate with MMTV. So that supports MMTV with, I guess, funding, equipment, support, and other kinds of things. And so, again, it's at the 10-year point where the contract is being negotiated again. The people who are coming up in front of this process were allowed to speak on behalf of MMTV to say, we support this effort, please fund them. So I just want to give a little background on what that was. That's all.
Thanks for that, Tom. Yeah. And so the point I was trying to make, as listening to each person that spoke, you realize how integral MMTV is into the community communications and access to things.
Mm-hmm. Public access to public access television.
In the sports.
Melrose treasure.
Yeah, this remote cameras covering sports now for all the different teams in Melrose. It's really kind of great. It's very impressive.
I hope they've requested a mobile van that we can use for more mobile shows.
Yes.
Although our driver was very good.
So. Yeah. Apparently we learned that they used to do that, that they have done that before. And then they had something and then they got rid of it. So we're going to start lobbying to bring that back, and we will be happy you know, man it.
Test it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, so good exactly. for them. All right, we're moving on to the news or to the.
That was perfect.
What happened to our contract negotiations? Where'd that go?
I can't wait until you hear this back on how
the volume oh, really? Was up and down. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So was that loud or not loud?
No, it was like itty bitty.
No, it sounded like a little tin can.
You need to be big and bold.
No.
Better.
No, perfect. Right. Okay, now it's time for the news. What's going on, Sam?
Where does one start?
All right.
It's election day. So, Sam, please help us understand what election day is all about today.
Every once in a while, the moon is either full or not, and an election happens. Today was election day throughout a lot of the nation, actually. It was the first Tuesday of November, but... Mm-hmm. So there are lots of races that we're watching in Melrose. We had some races as well. City Council, again, most of them were, we have three new people that are going to be sitting at the table, all uncontested. So congratulations. And then for the school committee race, I'm just following Twitter at the same time to just confirm there were four candidates for three seats.
Yeah.
So we want to see how that one goes. But I went... You guys voted earlier. You were like at 12:30, right, Tom?
We went at lunchtime.
You guys all went this afternoon.
Yeah,
we went at lunchtime. We walked down.
When did you go, Jen?
Just a couple hours ago.
Oh, okay. Do you remember? So I went at 2:00, and I was in precinct 5-1. Mm-hmm. I was the 126th ballot.
We were the 115th at 12:30.
Oh, I didn't even
2:00.
I didn't even look to see.
I
told them we were 115 at 12:30.
Well, I was 113.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is fascinating television for everyone.
No kidding.
They're expecting not an encouraging turnout, but because it was centralized, like early voting happened early, but people were still voting by mail. So we'll see what the turnout actually was.
Speaking of Twitter, Casella is asking us to advocate to decentralize the voting again, and I pinged him back to ask why, and I haven't seen the answer yet. So Steve Casella seems to be against centralized voting for some reason.
Because it's not good for democracy is the more specific answer. It's not as good. If you want people to vote, you bring access closer to where they are.
Yeah. Okay. Because I thought it was completely reasonable. My understanding, this is temporary this year still, and I think it was COVID and accessibility were the two issues that brought it into the centralized thing. But I would say, closer to home, more convenient on your way to work, on your way home, whatever. Today, I happened to be work from home and had a lunch break where I was able to walk down there. And on the way home, I saw a friend of the show, Scott McCauley.
Oh, yay.
And got to chat with him a little bit. And he is working together with Paches again this year because of the COVID protocols to provide Thanksgiving meals for folks. And so this will be happening in November, and you can get in touch with him if you are interested. And so he is happy to provide that service. You can organize it. He'll give you a coupon. You can go to Paches from 9 to 12 on Thanksgiving Day and get a nice, hot, complete meal. I have to say, though, in talking to him, he's understandably bummed out that, like, the whole point of his thing was to have people have a place to go.
Bringing people together,
You know, preparing the meal together, hanging out, having a cup of coffee, like that whole thing. Yeah. So it's great to see that he's nonetheless undeterred and contributing in this way still. But I look forward to when he can get back to the way he used to do it, that I think really does make a much bigger difference for people.
Yeah. I feel like when he was on our show last year, we were in studio, I think, right?
So yeah.
It was pre-COVID.
2 years ago.
I think it was two years ago.
Right. It's over a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. Did he say that he had like 90 or 100 family or people show up, or over 100 people coming to the church to have Thanksgiving meal together? So he was organizing a large, large group of people.
It's about there. So he said something about like 94 or something to me today. And I don't know if that was last year or this year, but it's in that ballpark, Tom. Yeah. It's a significant number.
Good for him for doing that work.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the many people that make Melrose a great community by doing things
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. He's amazing. Absolutely.
So if I could go back to elections for a second, I'm following live, I guess 8 minutes ago, Jim McAndrew gave an official thumbs up on unofficial thumbs up on her race. But also I'm following Steve now, and 9 minutes ago in Boston, question three, they had so this is why Boston politics are also important for Melrose, even though we're 6 miles away, because they move the needle on the way that cities do stuff sometimes, like through innovation and politics, especially. So question three was about whether they should have, right now they have an appointed school committee. And question three was about whether they should have an elected school committee. So that is leading by a far margin. Yeah, they have an
appointed school committee. Appointed seems backwards. You're saying they're going to lead us into the future, but they have an appointed school committee instead of an elected one.
They're changing it, though.
But they're voting to make it an elected one, it looks like.
So they're catching up to Melrose in this case.
That's right.
Sure,
so Melrose will lead once again.
Yeah, we're leading the way. Thank you.
That's right.
and so we'll see. I'll try to follow Steve, and hopefully he'll get it. Also, I saw that on his Twitter account, his birthday is November 10th. So I'm just putting that
out there. Good to know. We'll be discussing that next week.
Yeah.
And celebrating. We'll be broadcasting live from his backyard, regardless of whether or not he's there.
With the fire pit.
Right.
With the fire pit.
Nice. Yep,
absolutely.
What else is in the news? We have composting event this weekend, the 6th, which is Sunday. I'm sorry, Saturday.
Yep.
From 8 a.m. to noon. So bring your pumpkins down and you can compost them down at the city yard. That's a good thing rather than leaving
them out. Can we carpool to compost?
Yes.
That would be good.
I was going to say, I did hear that one of the issues with this rat problem is these rotting pumpkins. And so you do want to get them out of your yard. Some of the critters around, the evening critters, like those rotting gourds.
Yep.
So I'm going to share a related story. I've been going on some walks up at Mount Hood. And last week I was up there last Thursday, and people were getting a head start, let's say, on pumpkin composting because there was like 100.
I saw this.
Yeah, really? There's like 100 pumpkins. So I think the kids might collect them and then go smash them in a big pile up there. One side effect was I did see this deer eating a pumpkin in the middle of the path while I was up there, and I don't think I would ever otherwise have an occasion to get that close to a deer up at Mount Hood. They'd be scurrying off in the woods, but he wanted to eat the pumpkin. But then you go around the corner and there's like a big pile of them. A few kind of non-pumpkin decorations also made the cut up there, so there was some good old-fashioned shenanigans going on.
Kids.
Okay. I guess at least it's up there and they're not, you know, somewhere in the middle of town or something. Although I do not love it when people steal the pumpkins that little kids have carved into jack-o'-lanterns, because that's just sad. Someone worked hard on that. But we should also say, if you made a pumpkin person and you spray painted or painted your pumpkins like we do, you cannot put those in composting because that's toxic. Those have to just go in the trash. It's worth it.
Not only are you lazy, you're toxic.
That's right. Yep.
Also, I took the residential curbside container questionnaire. Anyone else?
No,
I did not.
I've been busy handing out
Halloween
this weekend. I've been saving that for this weekend. I want something to look forward to this week. But how'd it go?
It was good. It was about how often, what kind of containers you have? Do you have the appropriate container when this new thing passes? Do you need another container? How many trash cans do you have? How many recycle bins do you have? Do you put up recycling every week or every other? Anyway. It's worth taking, and here it is. But I think I'm curious about the results. I don't know why, but I think I just am. I think surveys are, you get people who fill out surveys when not everybody's a survey filler outer, but I'm interested in seeing how many people have cans that aren't going to comply with our new ordinance. And
what's the new, what, tell everybody what the new ordinance is that has to flip the lid?
The lid, just a lid.
Just any kind of lid, yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, anyway, is that it? I'm set then. I don't need to take the survey. I'm all good. No, I'm just good. You should take the survey. Definitely take the survey. It's important information. People need it. We should make it exciting somehow though. Like throw in a couple like weird questions just to like keep people on their toes. If you're gonna put out a survey about trash, you gotta keep it interesting.
Yes.
Right. Maybe sponsored by Oscar the Grouch or something. I don't know. Just keep it, make it snappy somehow.
I was going to say, yeah, I was looking through the files. You guys deleted my Oscar the Grouch photo, but that's the kind of can I have. That technology was perfected about 70 years ago, and that's all you need.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Although they get really heavy, and there aren't enough with wheels. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah,
enough like stirring.
I'm gonna move us on from the trash. and how much our trash barrels weigh?
That's riveting. And I'm
gonna go to the drama people. Jen, you have information on the drama?
I don't have a lot. I do know that Melrose, the Melrose drama program in the schools is kind of back up and running. There's new teachers and professionals that are running the three shows that are coming up with the middle school and high school. And so therefore Friends of Melrose Drama is up and running again. They are a parent and community kind of support team for the Melrose Drama program. They primarily they help organize and do like front of house, but they also do a lot of fundraising. So Melrose Drama is seeking sponsors. And we have a little bit of information about that. So if you can visit them and support theater education in Melrose, it's very important. We have an amazing program, so we hope to see it continue for the kids. There it is. I know there's a lot there, hard to read, but that is available on their page and I think on their Facebook page. So we were sponsored. LTMM was sponsors last year, and
the levels were a little different though.
Oh really? Is it high? Oh.
These are for the school shows. I think we were sponsors of BLP specifically.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Where we were standing room only, which we may have to be again.
Yeah. Up in the bleacher nosebleed seats. That'll be our sponsor level. But anyway, if you can do it, please consider being a sponsor and at the very least also just getting tickets and enjoying the great shows that are coming up.
It'll be fun.
That would be kind if you could do that.
That would be kind. Oh, guess what?
I was going to shoehorn another great show that's coming up since we have a couple of minutes here. So another part of Melrose history is the Millennium Wrestling Federation was started 20 years ago right here in Melrose. And at Memorial Hall on November 13th is going to be the MWF 20th anniversary Back to the 90s WrestleFest.
Oh, my God.
With two-times WWE World Champion Bob Buckland, three-times WWE Women's Champion and Hall of Famer Alundra Blaze, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke, Marty Jannetty, Doctor of Style Slick, Doink the Clown, Duke the Dumpster, Dross, and more. So it's there's a lot happening in Melrose besides pumpkin recycling.
That and trash. That well, what was the guy with the trash name? There you go.
Duke the Dumpster Dross.
Duke the Dumpster.
Yeah, I bet he has a lot to say about how heavy cans are.
Can you bring one of the surveys and see if he'll take a survey?
I'll talk to the dumpster. I'll talk to Duke, see what he thinks about that. Lid or no lid, he might have an opinion on that.
So you're going to cover the story on behalf of the show.
I got a nose for news.
You're going to be a correspondent that
we're going to go check it out and see. But I mean, it is fascinating what happens at Melrose Memorial Hall. It's walking down, Stephanie and I were walking down Main Street a couple of weeks ago, and you just see the signs in the windows. And there's a lot of stuff we do miss on the show. Like this Tom Petty cover band is playing there. Mm-hmm. At the I think last weekend there was like a boxing match. It was like a pro boxing match. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in town that we don't necessarily pick up on. So it is good to go out and investigate those.
How does that even happen?
Do they market this stuff? I mean, that Tom Petty cover band plays at some of the other, you know, there's the Lowell Memorial Auditorium and the Lynn Memorial Auditorium, and they have like season-long kind of concert lineups, and they're incredibly well publicized. You hear them on the radio, they're advertised everywhere. Like, I've never heard or seen any marketing coming out of Memorial Hall.
Yeah,
Jen, it's literally like we're walking down Main Street and I see something stapled to a pole or in a store window. So the Tom Petty thing, the boxing thing, the wrestling thing, they do that show out of MMTV. So, but there's a lot of other things happening. I guess it would be good, I guess, if, I don't know, maybe Memorial Hall has a website with all the events they host, but I think they might see themselves as the venue that you're renting for this and not necessarily responsible for promoting, like whoever's renting it is promoting, but
that's not what works with the other stuff, with the other buildings, but okay.
I'm just saying, hey, I don't know. You asked a question. I don't have an answer, so I'm making it up. This is how it works.
Okay.
Good. I'm just saying there is
a lot going on. I'm just trying to agree with you, Tom.
There's a lot going on in Melrose, and it is kind of funny in this day and age that there's not space where that's easily knowable with Facebook, Twitter, and this and that and the other. A lot of people don't know about a lot of things in town, even the things we know about a couple of years ago. Couple of years ago, Porch Fest, I thought literally everybody in town knew about Porch Fest, and I ran into like a dozen people that didn't even know that it had happened, you know. So
Well, we'll see.
They need to watch the show. That's why.
Watch the show and then walk by Memorial Hall to find out what's going on. But
make sure you look at all the telephone poles, apparently.
Yes.
We can tell you in advance that on November 20th is Kindness Day in Melrose.
Hey, all right. I'm looking forward to it.
So, next week, right? We're going to bring back our favorite kindness warriors, Stephanie Nelson and Mary Beth Darwin, to come and join us like they have in the past. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited because this year, there's a like a coordinated effort to bring Kindness Day to the schools. So the elementary schools will be at least, that's all I know anyway. They're going to be celebrating on November 19th. So it's kind of the day before, which is a Friday.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. It can't happen fast enough. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, we need that.
I think we got to whip up a batch of kindness punch.
Yes. Definitely. We'll do kindness punch. It's too bad to not all be together in person. I think the last time we saw them, we all had the kindness punch in the studio. That was fun.
Maybe we'll do the show from a parklet. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
That's a good idea.
Weather.
I don't know. I'm not connecting the.
We'll ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. Agreed. It'll be a wonderful opportunity for a return to civility, hopefully, around here. And they usually plan a month of kind of kindness events and interventions and fun stuff. So I'm looking forward to that.
They're officially a 501c3.
That's right. Yeah.
So
that's
right.
Kindness can mean donations as well.
Kindness can mean donations. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to chatting with them. So
can't have too much kindness, I think. And so it's good to promote that, especially for the school age kids. Just remind them and everybody that it goes a long way. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that next week.
If there is too much kindness, I bet Shampoo would come up with a rant about it.
You should try that. You should try that next week when they come on to start talking about how there's. Yeah, I think there's too much kindness around here.
Who's raining down all this kindness on everybody?
See what they say. See how they respond. No, I'm gonna pin something tonight.
All right, Sam. Any results coming in before we have to close the show?
Oh man, I'm not seeing anything new from Casella. But let me go.
Is he doing Melrose updates too?
No, he did retweet Karaji, so that's
well. We'll keep an eye on it for people, and others will keep an eye on it as well.
Congratulations to us at our capital city for electing the first woman and first person woman of color to our top CEO seat. That is going to be one fly City Hall. So it is long overdue.
Absolutely. Nice. Absolutely.
Matt Dugan says shampoo write in. Yeah, you know, write-in. In Melrose, we have to count the write ins. This might take a while. I think the people have spoken in interesting ways this election cycle.
No kidding.
Speaking of, did you all not notice that I'm totally in a room that has paint color on the walls? It's obviously not my house.
I know it is not your speed normally.
You don't have paint color in your house. That's right. Yours is like wallboard color, right?
Did you paint the room?
I did not. I am on remote location at the
top fan.
The Ohio State University's Northeast Clubhouse.
Official
alumni clubhouse.
Yep.
Fantastic. So we'll shout out. Shout out to those
up here. I'm not going to lie.
It's what?
Lots of things.
Oh, no kidding.
Hey, let's. Hey, you know what? Last segment of the show. Let's go through some draws.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a garbage can.
Okay, new segment.
Yeah.
You know what?
What's in trash? New segment. What's in Duke and Source?
Are there any receipts in there? What have they been?
I'm gonna. All right, Tom, you get the loud version of the.
I think so. I don't know. We're gonna keep working on this with the team, but we'll
get technology on that.
All right, we'll see you around town, everybody.
Huh? It's up, it's down, it's over, it's everywhere. We're getting more mad faces, so...